This is a summarized version of the audio. It consists of Sat's major comments about the quote. Reno Center, January 29, 2023. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi reads the quote for tonight.
All right, so here is tonight's quote. Swami cannot give you peace of mind. You must work for it yourselves. First, stop questioning and ask, who am I? This is my body, my mind, my intelligence. But who is this my? Who is it that claims the ownership of that which is declared to be mine? My indicates ownership. That my is the life. As long as the life is in the body, there is this connection between the my and the intellect. My body, my house, my land. But the moment you remove the life from the body, there is no my or sense of possession. Life is God.
The whole quote and the first line, it was my life recently. A few months ago, before my last correction, I had a dream that I was in a very tough situation and you were holding your hand like this around me. I was asking you to take my hand, but you didn't do that. You just hold your hands around me and you just watching me, and I was taking myself out of that situation. And after that you told me, I cannot do it for you. You have to do it yourself. So it's going to be permanent. And then exactly that happened. Stop questioning and ask, who am I? I still have to stop questioning and ask, who am I? But it was very beautiful to start. And I'm really grateful for that, for everything that happened for that moment. And everything that I see every day. It doesn't matter how long it takes, how much I have to question, but I'm totally very good. I really know that is not me. No matter how long it takes.
That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
After several more minutes of satsang, Sat says,
it is so amazing that we can have an ownership of something, as I said many times before, that we have no idea how it functions. Like when we say, my body, we have no idea how it functions. It does its own. And then we say, my mind, we have absolutely no idea where the thoughts come from, unless the ones that the thinker chooses to think, which is very few compared to the nonsense. Baba is taking our attention to the source of I. By questioning our ownership, really. And as we realize we don't know anything, there is an expansion and peace and lack of boredom. And that space is filled with the reality as we have all experienced when we are quiet.
And he's trying to take us to admit that we don't know anything, in that there's all-knowingness without having to struggle to learn.
And the first part about I can't give you peace, I mean, Mira demonstrated in her dream perfectly. You can be shown, you can be supported, you can be loved, you can be encouraged, you can have a focal point to let go of the other thoughts, but the work is, we individualize ourselves, individually have to release ourselves of this misunderstanding.
Sachin, you said we individually have to release ourselves from this misunderstanding. Is there any more that you can share about that, or what our role is in that?
I think we all are playing it very well. It's unlearning, unburdening ourselves, and but you have to be interested. Once you're interested, and we all are, then you're vigilant. The individual came, as you all know, by believing and accepting. So the only job we have to not be fooled. And that takes time.
Can we say with this false identity that we have, I am the body, mm-hmm. I know something, mm-hmm. it is so unique. In multiplicity, it's unique. Each one of us, mm-hmm. in that regard, is very different. And from that point, we have to find our way back to that one source in our own unique way and with our own sort of disentangle ourselves, as you mentioned. And because of that, it becomes a very individual work.
Yeah, it is very individual work. But it's almost impossible unless you're shown, or you are guided. But the guidance can only come so far, because the guidance of the Great One sent you to yourself. They say, listen, who you are is much greater than what you think, the image you have of yourself. But you need to hear that, and then your inner work starts unfolding. And
I'm trying to not fall into the trap of doership when I listen to what you're teaching me, and I think everything I've been given, your teaching, my situation, my willingness, it's all a gift. I have nothing to do with it. That's just the way I've come to understand it, that I have no credit to take here.
Of course, nobody needs to pick up credit, as you know. But nevertheless, the thinker has to go back and merge into the source. So that needs effort. you can own the effort or you can just do it. It's up to your approach. Yeah.
Sorry, Sachin, I couldn't hear. Is it the guidance can come so far or the guide can come so far?
The guidance. You're guided, you have to do your homework. Yeah.
Sachin, you just mentioned the image that we have of ourselves. The image I have of myself is just like Cabby, right? That first thought, like I am Cabby, whatever. All the things I put that say Cabby when I think it, that's the image I have of myself. It's just me and my name, right? Is that correct? That idea?
Yeah, you can call it name. You can call it that you found yourself in the body and you thought you were the body. And then you called yourself, I am such and such. And my behavior should be this way and that way. Yeah, it's being born is tied to becoming. Becoming many, many things.
Sachin, when Baba is guiding us to find out who this one is that says my, do you think he's guiding us to get in touch, like to see little me? Or are we asking who am I, like beyond little me?
Either way, it takes you beyond. When he says, who is this mine, my, he's talking about personality, the ego. When he asks, which will take you to silence, when you do ask that, because the thinker vanishes. Or when you say, who am I, the same thing happens. Who am I comes from the body identification as a curiosity to know the truth. So either question comes from the ego, the body identification, but it takes you beyond, as we all have experienced.
Thank you.
I guess the individual's work starts and continues when the pain is extreme, when you cannot tolerate.
Tonight.
Yeah. Okay, let's do something different tonight. I want all of us to go to silence and really be the silence, feel the silence in the region of your heart. And then I want all of us to ask ourselves, who am I? Don't rush. Make sure you are really calming and sinking downward. You don't need to wait for an answer or use your mind to find the answer. Just throw that and relax. Again, ask if you have already. Now slowly open your eyes. How many of you went to a deep silence after you asked? Raise your hand. Who am I is not a question to get an answer to, as Ramana emphasizes. It's a question to take you beyond the identification, as if it sucks you down. The answer is that peace and ananda and silence that we experience just by three words of questioning the whole construction of who we are not.